Hey, Roscoe.
Yo.
Let me put your music on there. There you go. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah? How'd your gig go with Nils Lofgren Thursday night?
Well, it was pretty much fun over there at the Bottom Line.
I got so caught up in the computer world thing that I never got out.
It was hi-fi.
The door. Yeah?
It was high fidelity and got kind of crazy. Got into like, you know, the two-set thing is always fun because anybody who's got a brain knows that they go to the second set, it's always wilder and more fun and everything.
Yeah, that was my plan, but it didn't quite pan out for me in real life, unfortunately.
But Nils had this guy, Andy Newmark, playing with him, who's like, he is a pretty great drummer. And,
the guy who played on Diamond Dogs. I can't believe I knew that.
The Newmark of Newmark and Lewis?
Yes, that's him.
He was good. Him and my drummer got in, and Keith really got into it, you know, like, and it was really fun. So that was cool.
Uh-huh. And you got a few gigs this week, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been so busy, and, you know, I haven't flipped the page on my calendar in a while. I guess I do. I got Brownies on Tuesday.
And Sunday at the Boy Brothers.
Right,
is this
Sunday.
Like
the post game.
Well, I think it's going to be it's an anti Super Bowl performance.
So you're not going to push your starting time back for the Super Bowl?
No, actually, it's just going to be sort of a gathering of the anti.
Good.
I mean, the Super Bowl is kind of a non this year, and the hype is also pretty extreme.
I hate the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it is the worst football game of the year, usually.
I hate Dallas.
It's like the World Series. It doesn't take place on Earth.
Yeah. I mean, that Dallas Giants game was pretty good. You know, after that, the whole season's pretty been, you know, kind of a letdown.
Anyway, what's the vibe today?
I don't know. I'm out of Coyote huffing paint and fumes and
good
everything.
Vibe? Huffing paint? You
yeah.
High?
You using a rag?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
But, so it's kind of a linseed oil shellac compressor sprayer world going on out here.
That's shellac, Jack.
Yeah, man.
So you got that. You're playing at Brownies Tuesday. Are there any more gigs that we don't know about here?
I don't know. Simon is on the gig on Tuesday.
Oh, I know. He called.
Is he playing first?
No.
He's playing second?
Yeah. So I always go first at Brownies. I like to be done with it.
Is it alphabetical order?
Probably.
Could be.
Height order.
Yeah.
Reverse height order.
What's up with you guys? Is there any fun on the plate for this evening?
Fun.
Not for me. I'm kind of in my, you know, I'm in my seasonable winter
depression?
Hibernation.
Did you get the computer?
No, I didn't get it yet, but I got, you know, it's getting more complicated by the minute. I sort of got parts, parts of it.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty cool. The whole thing is pretty happening. It just needs a lot of other stuff.
Uh-huh.
See, get this power book. I need a docking station for it and, you know, a printer, the hardware. So everything's coming piece by piece. It's getting there.
A docking station?
Yep. It's like the Starship Enterprise. The thing only weighs four and a half pounds.
Starship Enterprise, I'll bet, weighs more.
So I can use it as a weapon.
I'm sure there's some listener that can call us up and tell us how much it weighs.
So you have to get, like, a battery pack and everything?
No, the battery pack does come with it. But
or a 20-shot clip?
You know, it's so small it doesn't have a... you don't want to know about all this.
Oh, okay.
Believe me. It's not even interesting.
That heavy, huh? Cool strings.
Exactly, yeah.
So there is no fun to tell people about?
Well, there's Alex Chilton. That's sold out. Bruce, what are you doing tonight? You're going to see Alex Chilton?
I'm going to see Alex Chilton.
Bruce is going to see Alex Chilton. Megan's going to a party. You're going to see Alex Chilton, too?
Yeah, I think
Megan's going to see. Everybody's going to see Alex Chilton except me.
Well, hopefully he'll do that. The one time I saw him be good, he did that thing where he played a whole song standing on one foot.
Just like Ian Anderson.
With some $10 guitar you just bought. Oh, there was quite a few Hound Show fans at the Bottom Line gig.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and a couple guys who said they had partaken some smokables with me at the last Hangover Hop were really kind of wondering when the next Hangover Hop was.
Oh.
And I was telling them that we might need a change of venue because it's just gotten to be so large and explosive.
We need a better bigger place for sure.
Someplace with a pool.
That would be cool.
Have a Hangover Hop pool party.
I sort of like, overstepped my authority, but I told them that I thought maybe a spring one would be a good one to shoot for.
What you do is you started in an empty pool, and then you slowly fill the pool throughout the
action. Yeah, there you go. we'll do one of these days.
Yeah. Well.
So Albert didn't make you punch out for this, did he?
What?
Did he
No, I'm kind of doing the consultant vibe, you know.
Okay, that's cool.
So, and it's Saturday too. That's a different scale also.
That's true. What are you doing tonight?
I don't know. I might watch bad TV. I don't know. I really have no idea.
What's in the fridge?
Let's see. I ate the Chinese leftovers last night. Some fresh pasta and some pesto.
Very good.
And still one bottle of champagne from New Year's that never got done since, you know, there was the stupid gig and everything.
Uh-huh. Well, there's something to do. That'll make bad TV better.
Yeah.
Champagne.
That might be the thing to do. Get rid of it.
Yeah. Or bring it to the gig Tuesday.
Yeah. I don't know. I like to finish things, so I cross it off my list.
But you can always just break it against a new battleship.
Yeah, with that, I think I'll get this off my list.
Whoops.
Aloha to you guys.
Aloha.
And we'll catch you later.
Okay, Roscoe.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Roscoe.